What up guys, it's your boy DJ Scanless here, and we're back with an all new video about Tupac. Now for this video, we're going to break down why a toy company may own Death Row Records, All Eyes on Me, Machiavelli, the Gridlock and Gang related soundtracks, and unreleased Tupac songs, along with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Before we get into this video, I want to let you guys know I do these audio type podcast voiceovers on my Scanless Talk channel. It's a new talk channel here. And it's just going to be voiceovers of news, wrestling, hip-hop news, movie news, DC Marvel movie talk, and stuff like that. I'm still going to do my video type content on my main channel as well as my remixes and some beats. And if you're interested in hearing my podcast, you can just type in Scanless Talk in Spotify or you can go to scanlesstalk.com and that should give you a player and everything so you can hear all my podcasts on air as well. Alright guys, let's jump into this video. This is from the Rolling Stone website and it says, a toy company now owns Death Row Records. Hasbro, the corporation known for Mr. Potato Head, My Little Pony, the Power Rangers, bought Entertainment One, owner of Death Row Records. Now Death Row Records has been bought out several times. It went up for bankruptcy around 2008-2009 and a company called Wide Awake purchased it. And they're the main reason why there has been a lot of Tupac leaks the last probably 10 years. Now, a couple years after that, Entertainment One, formerly known as Koch, came in and bought the rights to the Death Row catalog. Now it just seems the whole entire company got bought out once more. Let's check it out. Okay, further down it says, Hasbro, a massive toy company that is the source of countless hours of childhood joy. Thanks to Mr. Potato Head, Monopoly, G.I. Joe, Transformers, My Little Pony, Power Rangers, and much, much more. Announced on Thursday that it will be joining forces with Death Row Records, a label synonymous with West Coast gangster rap thanks to artists like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac. More precisely, Hasbro purchased Entertainment One, a multimedia company that owns the children's franchises Peppa Pig and PJ Masks. These are apparently popular among the youth, though they surely pale in comparison with Mr. Potato Head. Entertainment One also has a music division, which happens to be one of the biggest independent labels in the industry. It took in more than $30 million in revenue in first quarter in 2019, and back in 2013, E1 spent around $280 million to buy the catalog of Death Row, which had previously been forced to declare bankruptcy in 2006. The cross-branding opportunities here basically break themselves, but there is no word on whether a Death Row Records themed Monopoly game is forthcoming. Now that would actually be cool. You can have Suge be like the prison guard in the prison. You can have Tupac's bandana be like a Monopoly piece or a cross. You could have the Death Row chair be a Monopoly piece. You could have Suge Knight holding Vanilla Ice over a balcony Monopoly piece. And then you could label like each like road. It could be like Sam Snead Boulevard, Danny Boy Drive, and stuff like that. You can buy houses, yachts, and maybe a Mercedes-Benz and put on your property and stuff. That'd be actually kind of cool, but I doubt they'll do that. Alright, continuing on, it says, there are, however, $130 million in cross synergies available to both companies if they pass go by 2022, according to Deadline. In a statement, Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner celebrated his purchase. The acquisition of E1 as beloved story-led global family brands that deliver strong operating returns to Hasbro's portfolio and provides a pipeline of new brand creation driven by family-oriented storytelling, he said. And here's a funny remark, Mr. Potato Head and the Power Rangers did not respond to requests for comment. Anyways, guys, I'm not sure what this news means to the Tupac catalog. Now, I'm going to break it down kind of for you guys. The Tupac catalog is owned by multiple companies. Entertainment One, formerly known as Koch being one. The Tupac estate, which is owned by Tom Wally now. And he has ties to Time Warner. And you also have Universal, also known as Universal Music Group. And Interscope, which is a sub-label of that. So most likely what Hasbro now has rights to is the Chronic album, the Doggy Style album, unreleased and released Dog Pound era stuff. They probably have unreleased Dr. Dre stuff, unreleased Snoop Dogg, All Eyes on Me, the Machiavelli album, as well as Gridlock and gang related soundtracks. And they might own a portion of the greatest hits and other releases after Tupac's passing that included Death Row era content that was a joint venture with Universal. But as you may know, guys, the Entertainment One actually had to hand over a lot of unreleased Tupac songs to the estate due to a lawsuit from 2016. And this occurred maybe not even a year ago, and it said that the estate actually won back 3 albums of content. Now, the estate probably already had these songs, but they didn't have the rights to actually release these songs. So we aren't too sure what's actually going to happen, if there will be new Tupac albums, or whether Hasbro has to work with the estate, or Hasbro has to work with Universal. We aren't too sure how that's going to be handled. But I think Hasbro is going to gain royalties from the All Eyes on Me album, the Machiavelli album, and they will be able to make re-releases of that content with the approval of Tom Wally and the estate. Which is so weird, because you never envisioned Hasbro, a company that makes toys, owning Tupac, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and the Dog Pound. It just makes no sense to me. But anyways, guys, I'm going to have more podcast-style uploads like this. I'm going to break down the UMG fire that happened in 2008, where everybody said that a bunch of Tupac songs were destroyed, and I'm going to give you a update on that, on as to why I think they were not destroyed. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening for this short vlog. Hope you guys liked it. Hope you guys check out my other channel, Scandalous Talk, for more uploads like this. Thanks for listening. Peace out.